Hello, 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 hello. All right, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston medium, your favorite psychic medium. That's right. Get ready. We're doing our shamanic journeying. And that song you just heard there, that jazz piece that had interesting rock riffs in it, Soul Watcher. We're going to go over what is connected to this and why spirit had us pull that. So during the shamanic drumming, we're going to find a guide. We're going to find, you're going to get your power animal. You're going to see the first animal that comes. It's your power animal. You're going to see a vision. You may not, if you don't see a vision, don't get discouraged. You just take it in the healing. You can ask a question. You can ask your spirit guides to come, or you can just enjoy the experience and let whatever flows flow. Just take a moment. Here goes the singing bowl and the tuning fork. Let the sound bowl clear and heal your body. Let it clear, let it heal. Thank you. when you open up, oh my goodness. If you're just joining us, you're listening to 91.5 FM. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlay, the Boston Medium. Oh my goodness. I actually did not want to stop drumming at that time. It was so soothing. It was so, I could feel the healing. So, you know, as opposed to getting such a vivid image, I see Native Americans every time. This time I saw a lot of cowboys. So there's a lot of cowboy energy that came in. This definitely feels like past life stuff, but I was at a fireplace. There's a lot of cowboy energy. There's a lot of just horses and cowboys, I was saying. But as I was feeling this, I got a message. I got one message from Spirit. The message was that joy you have, the ability to go past illusion of suffering. And when you step into that place of when things are good and when things feel good and when things feel magical and they feel nice and they feel fantastic and they feel wonderful. They feel nice, they feel magic, they feel fantastic and wonderful. You are then able to relax and you're able to honestly give yourself love. So one way we don't discern or understand how to give ourselves love sometimes is by that place where we that place where we feel good. And sometimes we think just giving ourselves love is like, ooh, just, you know, love how you love yourself, love your body, love how you look, you know, give yourself a treat, make sure you're kind to yourself, yada, 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 all that stuff. But really stepping into that vibration is self-love. So when we step into a vibration, we can consciously step into a vibration. We can consciously choose how we feel. And ultimately, that is a strong reminder that we do choose how we feel. So we must take responsibility and take action into what kind of life we want to have. Are we seeing forward? Are we seeing ahead? Are we seeing what's in front of us? Or are we fiddling with the past of what we didn't do, what we should have done, our mistakes, loss in what we've made, regrets? We got to move forward because that's all we have right now. So that's a good message from Spirit. I like that. I really did like that. I like that energy, and I really loved the connection. So I feel like I want to play some more from George Duke, this kind of jazz vibe that's going on in this vinyl that is picked. So mind you, the record shelf that's behind me, it's mostly jazz. So what's in here, a lot of the vinyl selection that is in, you know, I am picking from a jazz, but what's interesting is that every record that I pick has some kind of esoteric meaning, like Soul Watcher. Like, come on, this is how we do it. Na 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 na. I mean, this is how we do it. So, let's get down with it. You know, stay tuned. We're here till 8 p.m. I can't wait to see what universe has, what spirit has for us. Which is interesting. I do have Shaolin number 13. That's gonna come on. I am gonna play that. I'm going to play Shaolin number 13 soon, you know, cruising on down Main Street, da da da. Oh, that magic school bus song is in my head. So anyways, yeah, stay tuned.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz. On, I'm
the Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps, caps, and to help keep WMFO running strong. Write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Give me all the love you got. Woo! gimme, 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 gimme. You got the best of love now. Love, 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 love. Ooh, my soul.
Just need to feel it. Why do I feel this way? Do I have to listen to what they say? No, I don't know where I would go. Got to listen to love. Bum, bum. I hear the music and there's no one there. I smell the blossom and the trees are bare. There's a hustle power and a piece of dog. Got to listen to love. Rolling around, running like crazy. Just don't know what to do. Like a jerk, you know I don't want to do. All I do is think of you. Wonder why I feel this way. Happiness is what they say. You know I don't know what I've been through. God's goodness is love. Been running, running like crazy. Just don't know what to do. Like a jerk, you know I don't work. All I do is dream of you. But if you knew how much I love you, the sun would always shine.
You reckon I'm funny, what makes you funny?
God's goodness is love.
Listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Reform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlin, at the Boston Medium. Stay tuned. We have angel messages coming up at 7:45. So don't touch that dial. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're feeling liberated. I hope you are connecting with spirit as we should, as you should, as we are here and we are one. This is what this is all about. Spirit communication through sound. That George Duke. Soul watching. I gotta get in deep with that. The soul watching and everything that comes with that. That's intense. That is very, very intense. Whew, as I said, I'm going to, because Bruce Lee was in my dreams, I'm going to play the beat that I made. It was very magical. It's magicaler. Magicaler. Do you like that? Do you like how I say magicaler? Woo! Magicaler. So this is the beat that I made. It's called, it was from Enter the Dragon. It was the dialogue from Enter the Dragon in the beginning. Shaolin Commandment number 13. So I hope you enjoy this the way that I've enjoyed this. Woo!
I see your talents have gone beyond the mere physical level. Your skills are now at the point of spiritual insight. I have several questions. What is the highest technique you hope to achieve?
To have no technique.
Very good. What are your thoughts when facing an opponent?
There is no opponent.
Then why is that?
Because the word I does not exist.
So, continue.
A good fight should be like a small play, but played seriously. A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready. Not thinking yet, not dreaming. Ready for whatever may come. When the opponent expands, I contract. When he contracts, I expand. When there is an opportunity, I do not hit. It hits all by itself.
Now, you must remember, enemy has only images and illusions. Behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image and you will break the enemy. The it centuries. The code of the Shaolin Temple has been preserved. Remember, the honor of our brotherhood has been held true. Tell me now, the Shaolin Commandment number 13.
A martial artist has to take responsibility for himself and to accept the consequences of his own doing.
Ashamed to tell you now, among all the Shaolin men I have taught, there is one who has turned the ways of knowledge and strength to his own base ends. He has perverted all we held sacred. His name is Han. Defiance of all our beliefs. He has brought disgrace to the Shaolin Temple. So, it is now for you to reclaim our lost honor.
Yes, I understand.
There's a man here. You will go to him. Thank you.
Hello there. Welcome back. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we're here right now. And life is good. Life is magical. And we're raising our vibrations. We're raising our vibrations to the highest good. Connecting with God and connecting with the infinite spirit. So we're going to start with this beautiful vinyl that I pulled, the angel vinyl card pull is what I like to call it. So this vinyl, you know, is, as I told you, a lot of this is jazz. So what I pull from, the genre is usually jazz. And so Soul Watcher was one of the, the songs on the song list. So, you know, again, there's always a message, an esoteric meaning when I pull these vinyls, and I will pull the first one out of nowhere. So, oh my goodness. Infinite Spirit, what was this connection with the vinyl? Soul Watcher, what is it that you want us to know about Soul Watcher? Wow, that is actually a beautiful, interesting, intricate message right there. So Spirit literally showed me, it's interesting, they showed me like a TV, and they showed me like, you know, as you're flipping through the channels, channel surfing. So as you're flipping through the channels, and then you're seeing, you know, we're seeing a lot of media. We see like TV shows, we see movies, we see things, and they're telling stories, and they're piece of artwork, whatever it is, music or songs. Are you creating artwork that, you know, when you're creating, you know, there are no rules to creating. First of all, there's no rules to creating. But when we get the most out of creating and the most joy is when we're tapping into exactly who we are and we're telling a story. We're telling a story that's coming from and channeling truth. And as we're channeling truth, something comes out and we see something extraordinary, and we understand that it's not the most common thing to see when people are making art. There's a lot of filters. This isn't a judgment. It's just a fact that there's so many filters. There's so many things that water us down as artists out there. There's so many conditions. And it seems like the highest form of creating is to be exactly who we are. And so that's why sometimes artists who push the buttons and artists that have always just been out there and have made changes and waves in this world because of their individuality and what they've expressed, they've made such an impact because of basically living exactly their truth and from their soul. And sometimes it's not the most popular thing to do. You know, sometimes we've seen things. We've seen people like Tupac, you know, and what happens when you have artists like this out here. There's, you know, it seems like it can cause complete chaos to the order that's trying to happen, but it causes complete freedom and inspiration to the masses. So when we go down deep into the artists and what we're doing, are we pushing the envelope? Are you an artist? You don't have to be that kind of artist that pushes the envelope. You can just be, you know, you could be whoever you want to be. But if you're getting that intuitive feeling and that nudge and that evolutionary connection to go forward with that and opening up that door, this is your message to understand what maybe you need to get out of your comfort zone with. You know, do you have a path to be like Tupac? Is that your calling, to speak directly from the soul? And once we see that, we'll see a picture, we'll see a movie, we will see a story. You know, I just got in my image of like Johnny Cash, and when he writes songs, they're like, he tells a story. That's kind of like what it feels like when they're saying watching the soul, and when we're seeing someone perform, how we're watching their soul, what that's like. So that's very interesting message. So we'll go on to the next. So yes, I had a dream. Bruce Lee was in my dream. So Bruce Lee, what's going on? So he said, be like water. What is this message? So there is a kind of connection coming in where it's talking about physical movement. He's saying, what we need to understand is we are enchanting the world with our physical movement. What does that mean? We're enchanting the world with our physical movement. Well, the way we take care of our bodies, what we put in our bodies is a direct reflection of our mental health and our mental state and where we're at. It is a direct reflection of how we're connecting and how we're speaking, what comes out of our mouth, what's going on in the world. And this is some great information because we don't really realize this. We don't really realize. Well, so what are we putting in our bodies? What are we not putting in our bodies? Where is your state of being? Is it where you want it to be, or could it be better? So when we're thinking about and understanding where we're at in our lives and how we're doing and where we're going and what we've done in our mistakes or our ailments or maybe our character defects, we must look at the body temple. We must look at what is going on. What are we feeding our body? Are we feeding our body good messages? And are we feeding our body good food? Are we feeding it things that help us to grow? Are we putting things in our body that are cultivated by the sunlight and sunshine? Things that give us energy. And if you're not, it's okay. Hey, I'm not perfect. It's not about being perfect. You know, it's about something that can enhance us more. It's about understanding. You see, spirit is not here to tell us what to do or where to go or what to be or direct us. They're here to give suggestions, loving suggestions to help enhance our lives. And this is something that can help enhance. So if there are areas in your life where you're feeling that are lacking, or you're feeling like maybe I could do better in working out, you know, what kind of, are you working out? Or are you not working out? Are you taking a chance to take walks outside? Are you giving yourself a chance to have walks and talks? Are you giving yourself a chance to breathe and take in that oxygen? Are you connecting with the right people? Sometimes things can be an illusion, you know? People, places and things and energies can be an illusion until we see what it truly is. Not to say we're better or worse, but to understand we have to be in alignment. If we're not in alignment with our dream and we're not connecting with the people who are in that alignment, who are doing the same things and sharing the same interests, and you're not connecting with those people that where you want to be, it's to rethink. That's another thing of what we're taking into our body. We're taking in people, we're taking in information, we're taking in energy. So who do you want to be? Remember, you can only manifest. You're only going to manifest what you're around and what you're taking in and what is inside your body. So understand this and understand this connection, because Bruce Lee understood this. He mastered this. Like, there is no one like him on this face of this planet. And for him to be able to have the type of body, the type of movement, the type of ability, he had to understand mastering what to put inside of his body, including energy. This was a true master. This was a true spiritual being, but really understood the craft of martial arts. And so, what a beautiful message. And thank you so much, Bruce Lee, for coming into my dreams and giving me that. Be like water. That is the message. Be like water. And a reminder of what that means. And I looked that up. Be like water means being able to adapt to situations and change. Wherever you are and whatever you go, being able to be fluid in whatever circumstances happens and to be able to just flow with it. Be like water. So thank you so much for joining me. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you so much for tuning in and having fun with me. This is Spirit Communication Through Sound. This is the psychic world through music. I am here Sundays from 1 to 2 doing Sunday service. Don't miss it. We have Roots Americana, is what I like to call Supernatural Americana. And I give inspirational speaking and we play all the beautiful Roots American music and we just uplift. It is church up in here. It is rock and roll church up in here on Sunday. So I love you so much. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. And I hope these messages carry you throughout the week and inspire you. I love you so much. Have a beautiful night. Woo!
WMFO in Medford, this is Rising with Skybar. Going to be up with the Ghouls in about, I would say, about 15 minutes or so. Going to play a lot of new music prior to that, and I'm going to kick things off. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar.